Katie Sue, hello.
Hey, how are you? It's Chris Jansen.
Chris Jansen, how the heck are you?
I'm well, thank you.
I am so excited to hear from you. I'm Josie Cooper with Katie Sue.
Nice to meet you.
Thank you for calling in. Yeah, well, hopefully we'll officially be able to meet. Now, you are coming to Sioux City Thursday, January 30th. How did the holidays treat you, sir?
Oh, they were really good. Thank you. And we had a great time. We did a lot of traveling, but it was all in good spirits and fun with the family. So big time blessing.
Okay, so now when you say a little bit of traveling, like, does your family live far away, your parents, in-laws, all that stuff, or how far is traveling for you?
Yeah, we kind of hub out right at our house, and everybody comes to us. But we do have some in the family that have to travel a pretty good little distance. But we took a lot of trips right around Christmas time, right before, right after. We took the whole family with us, so it was a good time.
We are kind of having a little bit of a blizzard. We're in a blizzard warning tomorrow, but it should be cleared out by the time you get here, Chris.
Hey, I applaud the blizzarding up there. I know that most people don't maybe not want to hear that, but I know the kids do. You know, kids got out of school, but aside of that, that pushes the ducks this way. So please bring on the winter weather.
There you go. Well, and Chris, I was lucky enough to see you. Oh my gosh, what was it like 3 years ago? Buy Me a Boat was huge, and it still is, of course. But you were in Anthem, and they filled up one of those Yetis, but I think they put Mountain Dew in it.
Yep.
Because they don't.
Yep, and that was just a couple of years ago. That was when it was really popping. I know what you mean. It had just come out. So
yes,
just kind of crazy to see how it's grown since then so exponentially. And we've been so blessed. You know, we really have. We have multiple hits now, and you know, the most recent being Good Vibes, of course, which was great. And it's just been awesome. It's been an awesome ride.
So now, since then, of course, I'm sure you've learned a lot on the road. What have you noticed about yourself that's changed in that time period since you were here a couple years ago into the performer you now are?
No, that's a good question. well, you know, not a lot's changed. I mean, and the reason is because I was doing it for so long before any mainstream success that, you know, when the mainstream success happened, it was just kind of like, finally, geez. And I always knew if it ever popped, I always believed it would, but I just knew if and when that time was that, you know, I would just take it to the next level. And that's what I've done. I mean, so nothing's really changed. I actually worked probably 10 times harder than I ever have now than I ever did. So it's interesting when you get big success, you got to get more of it. So you kind of keep going with it and keep pushing harder.
Well, and that's what's great. That's how we know that you seem so genuine up there, and just like you are loving every second of it, and that radiates into the crowd, so we appreciate that. But we are going to be lucky enough to see you Thursday, January 30th. Tickets available at OrpheumLive.com. Chris, thank you so much for the time, and we can't wait to see you at the Orpheum here in Sioux City.
Hey, by the way, thank you. And let me say that this is my favorite state to be playing. So, and y'all know that. So I'm super looking forward to it. And you know what? I will say that anywhere across the United States.
Stop it.
So looking forward to seeing everybody. And I know it'll be a great sellout. So get your tickets fast and get them now and get as many as you can, because trust me, it's going to be an awesome show.
Sweet. Okay. So what makes you pick Iowa out of the other 49?
You know what? It has always, since the beginning of my career, I don't know, I'm a Midwestern guy, first of all. I grew up just a state below you. But something about the people of Iowa just connect with me the most out of anywhere in the whole United States. And I just love playing for those Iowa crowds, man. They're respectful. They're good country folks. And, you know, they're the heartbeat and the heartland of America, which I just love the most.
Well, we love you. That's definitely returned. So, Chris, thank you so much. We will be seeing you soon.
Heck yeah. Looking forward to it.